Thus, with imagined wing, our scene flies swift as that of thought. Suppose that you have seen the well-appointed king at Hampton Pier embark his royalty and his brave fleet. Play on your fancies. And in them behold, upon the hempen tackles, ship boys climbing. Hear the shrill whistle which doth order give to sounds confused. Behold the thread and sails, borne with the invisible and creeping wind. Draw the huge vessels through the furrowed seas, breasting the lofty surf. Oh, you but think you stand upon the shore. And then behold, a city on the inconstant billows dancing, holding due course to half earth. Follow, follow, and leave your England as dead midnight still, guarded with grandsires, babies, and old women. For who is he whose chin is but enriched with one appearing hair that will not follow these culled and choice-drawn cavaliers to France? Work, work your thoughts, and therein see a siege. Behold your men on their carriages with fateful mouths gaping on girded harbour.
Nimble gunner with linstock now the devilish cannon touches. And down goes all before them.
Still be kind and eke out our performance with your mind.